So I invite you now to close your eyes if you have not already done so. Take that deep healing breath and feel your mind and body relax. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in and breathing out, allow your heart to fill with gratitude for the unconditional love of God and the strength that is yours this day. Know that through the power of the indwelling Christ, you have had the strength to release all that has stood in the way of your ever unfolding good. Just as the fire transformed the energy contained in that slip of paper into heat and light energy, so your denial has released the seeming power of the condition. It now has no power over you. It has been transformed into the purging fire of spirit. And as Paul tells us in Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Feel the power of that transformation now. And knowing that nature abhors a vacuum, let us fill the void this release has created. At this moment, you are uplifted and made free. Jesus told us, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Visualize now the new you, free and released from the burden and barrier that you've been carrying. Visualize the effects of this unfolding in your life, the good it will bring, the difference it makes in your mind, in your actions. And on this first day of the new year, feel the joy and peace of a new beginning. Celebrate this now for a few moments in the silence. So, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Next week, we will engage in another ritual that will help us move further into our new identity. In the meantime, take this affirmation into your heart and soul. This is the year the Lord has made. I will be glad and rejoice in it. I am free and unlimited. I am free and unlimited. Repeat that with me, please. I am free and unlimited. And so it is, and so we joyfully allow it to be in the name and through the power of the Christ. And let's end our time of prayer and meditation now by deeply feeling and joyfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And leave us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil.